Did you make a New Year's resolution for 2021? I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and if so, you may have already broken it. Those resolutions don't last very long as a rule. So what I'm suggesting this week is that you don't need a resolution, you just need a word. One word that you're going to focus on all year. One word that says what you want God to do for you this year. One word that indicates an attitude and a commitment you're willing to take on with God's help. From the book, My One Word, here is an example of a word that someone chose. My word for the year is pause. In my busy life, there are so many times I need to pause. Pause to remember these days, for they will fly by so quickly. Pause to say yes and no. Pause to give thanks. Pause before I speak in anger or judgment or criticism. Pause to say I'm sorry. Pause to dwell on God's goodness and mercy. What a great word that would be to choose for 2021. Do you see how many areas of your life could be dramatically affected if you focused on the word pause for 1 year? Now, to focus on your one word just means you're going to pray about it regularly, daily, and seek God's power to effect the changes He wants to make in your life through that word. Then it would be good to do a search in the Bible for passages that relate to your one word. For example, if pause were your word, some verses you might choose are Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 91:1. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And again, Psalm 116, verse 7, return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. I would recommend that after you choose your one word, you begin a journal of how God's using that one word in your life. Just keep track of all the verses that come to you throughout the year as a reminder of what that one word means for your life. If you seriously commit to focusing on that one word, praying it into your life and asking God to empower you to make it a reality, you'll be amazed how that one word can truly change your life. You'll find copies of my devotionals at christianworkingwoman.org, and that's where you can also register for our next Tuesday night Bible study on Zoom. It begins January 12th. So go to christianworkingwoman.org for all of that good information.